Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Welcome back to the Plex, one and all.
Thank you.
Both of you and everybody listening.
Come go with us.
Have you heard of a thruple?
Thruple.
Oh, thruple.
Yeah. Thruple. Yeah. Thruple. That means, is that like sister wives? Is that three people that consider themselves a couple? No, you're a few.
It's a thruple.
You're a few.
And there's a three-person couple, a thruple, in Seattle. Features three people who say they identify as mythical creatures. Lolly, the fairy princess, Gunther, the troll, and Ion, the leprechaun. The relationship started out with the princess and the leprechaun. But they met the 6'9" troll at a live-action role-playing festival and brought him into their relationship.
That don't make any sense.
During the day, the princess and troll work together on a business, and the leprechaun goes to his job at the end of the rainbow. Then at night, they hang out until they all sleep in their own bedrooms, and there's no word on what their sex life is like, but man, I want to know. I can speculate. I can imagine.
I want to know what a lady leprechaun is called.
This leprechaun's a dude.
Yeah, I know. What is a lady leprechaun? What? She's not a leprechaun.
They might be.
I don't know.
I think she's a leprechaun.
I think I might have him talking.
If you go to leprechaun, you'll come back with a lot of bumps all over your arms.
We are in what we would call, I guess you guys would call a thruple, but it is a closed polycule for those who are familiar with the terminology, meaning we consider ourselves a closed family unit. When we first met, I said, this is how I am and I live and I am going towards my fairy tale end. And if you're going to be in on that, then here we go. It's all or nothing. And so he said, well, I want to be with you. So I am willing to give that a go and do the things necessary and be in that life.
There's no G in nothing. But I don't know what she's saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Here's a picture of the three of them together.
Okay. Yikes.
And the guys look exactly as you'd imagine.
They look like my target customers.
Dudes, they look exactly like a dude who thinks he's a leprechaun and a dude who thinks he's a troll.
Yeah.
Or an ogre or whatever. You know, he's a troll, Gunther. That's the troll. That's obviously the leprechaun and the leprechaun hat. By the way, there are no female leprechauns, Matt. No such thing.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Leprechaun-y.
I looked that up a second ago. No female leprechauns. No, well, there's never been talked about ever.
Some Irish lass out there should change that and be the first of your kind.
I don't know if you can just decide to be. Well, that guy decided to be one. So right. You can.
Yeah. Your world's an oyster.
They say they're very happy with their three-person relationship, but they would take in another female mythical creature.
Oh, I bet.
Uh-oh.
Princess Lolly says she'd like to... She'd like to have a fairy or a very adventurous healing sort. Maybe Madge.
Like to see her lollygag.
Yeah. And you will, that 6'9" troll hanging around.
Nine's in a relationship with a visually impaired varmint right now. A one-eyed gopher.
Nah. Microphone thing's coming off. Let me put that back.
You popped for it. Physically.
Fat Boy looks tired.
Ah, man, come on.
I wonder with that, like, it's after 9 o'clock, he goes downhill, and it's Fat Boy is the audience during this time because he don't talk all that much. And I look to him like, to see if that popped, if that was a good joke, or if we're running late.
Yeah, just, you know, catching the second wind. About to get it.
Come on with it.
He didn't pop for Leprechaun, you know? You know, yeah, Grand Marshal Zacchaeus again.
There's a lot of those in a row. I had to.
For I'm going to your house today, if you tell me where you live.
Police caught a notorious criminal in Nebraska. Happened on Sunday morning. Police in Lincoln, Nebraska, they arrested a 34-year-old guy after someone reported he was naked in his Toyota Camry. And the cops found him naked in the Camry, and the guy was charged with indecent exposure. Now, this guy is apparently pretty well-known in the Lincoln, Nebraska area for driving around naked in his Camry. Just what he does. So the cops caught him, and then they let him go. They, you know, gave him a nice warning. He probably apologized, and they let him. For whatever reason, they didn't want to arrest a naked guy. They let him go.
Hey, what's that? That's my blame.
But then the next morning, he was back at it again, naked, in his Toyota Camry. And the cops have now connected him to 7 incidents of people reporting a naked Toyota driver. It's just what he, all the time, driving around naked in his Camry. Anyway, they're putting together more potential charges against him, but for now, he's only facing 1 indecent exposure charge from when they caught him in the act. For further charges, they need eyewitnesses to come forward who've seen this man naked in his car and care enough to say something.
Who's a hot guy? Give me an example.
Thor.
Okay.
Yeah, Thor.
If they pulled him out of the car and they realized, you know, hey, oh, you're handsome. There's no such thing as decent exposure, right?
Not in that case.
Like,
no.
Who's the judge and jury on that? Community standards?
Community standards, yeah.
That's such a weird
generally
thing.
People don't want to see it.
They tell you, like in radio, there's no rules. It's community standards. Our community's not unified. I don't know what I can say and what I can't say. There's no standards.
When they say that, you have to err on the side of caution.
There's too many rules.
Yeah, so those cops would arrest him if they saw Thor's hammer.
You did in vacation.
I want a sign on the wall with all the bad words we can't say. I want to see them everywhere I look so I know if I can't say that. I can't say your name. It's Clint. Oh, sorry, sir.
Yeah. Oh, me on ear. That's what he calls the hammer in Southern. Mm-hmm. Man, this is sad here. This is a sad story about a guy who's really had a hard time. He was very famous at a very young age. He was the youngest member of the cast on the TV show he starred in. And he's had just a real rough time since then with all kinds of
Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
No, all kind of troubles and sex tapes and various things.
Ron Howard.
No.
Oh, come on.
No. Screech, man. Dustin Diamond. He was hospitalized in Florida over the weekend after feeling pain all over his body, and now he may be battling cancer.
Tell me next time that there's going to be a cancer story before I start making wisecracks.
There's a history of cancer in his family, so he's undergoing tests. He burnt bridges with most of the cast members to Saved by the Bell. Dustin was not asked back for the Saved by the Bell reunion show on Peacock. They explained his absence by saying he's an astronaut living on the International Space Station on that show.
You know how Mario Lopez does entertainment stuff now?
Mm-hmm.
He was interviewing Dustin Diamond, like straight. He said, do you regret saying what you said to your castmates? I'm like, you were in it. Like, confront him.
You're Slater. Slater?
Yeah.
You're Albert Clifford Slater.
Ask him why he was such a prick. He wrote a book about how bad they were.
Yeah.
And he did a Prano.
Yeah.
And he was here hosting trivia.
He doesn't have cancer.
Like last month.
I mean, just because he's been a jerk, it's not worth him, you know. Oh, that's what you get.
He's just been troubled ever since. Man, it's hard to do. And back then it was harder than it is now because you didn't have the same resources and we didn't care about mental health. But it takes a strong toll on somebody to be doing that kind of work and in that kind of spotlight at the age he was. And he was younger than the rest of them by a few years. I mean, it's going to be tough on everybody. Some people just simply can't handle it. And he probably wasn't getting the help he needed when he was that age.
Is he chew?
I think so.
Like you mentioned JTT, he just dropped off.
Yeah.
Like off the radar completely.
Yeah. A lot of young actors do that. They just distance themselves from the business, don't want anything else to do with it.
Just left.
Is that why you left the business nine?
Yeah.
You did the one movie,
I
two
did a couple.
Bounce.
I think I was in three overall. Yeah, I was in three movies.
Four if you count the Dustin Diamond porno.
That's true. That's
I saw you in the reflection in the mirror.
That was not a boom mic.
Three for real?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know the other two. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I did Nito, and then I did very, very small appearances in two independent horror films.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one of them I ran a video store in Gastonia.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
And one of them I was a ghost who got axed in the throat.
Would Denver Clower do it?
Had a hatchet wound.
Is that Casper like or Custard?
Bruce Willis got kicked out of Rite Aid in Los Angeles.
He's what, mean.
What's John McClane up to? Is he out there being a badass, getting kicked out of Rite Aid?
Looking for cancer medication? I'm not going to say anything yet.
Yeah, he...
not funny.
He had a bandana around his neck that he could have easily pulled up over his face, but he decided not to. He just got kicked out for not wearing a mask.
Yeah, I don't think he's into that.
Yeah, he's like, nope, I'm John McClane. I'm like, dude, you're not really the character from Die Hard. Nope, I am.
If he had a mask on, though, I would think it was Cal Ripken Jr.
That'd be fine.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Simon Barber, why'd you write Bruce Willis?
I thought
you were blank faced.
I don't know why it's as big a story as it is, because it reads like he didn't have a mask on and they asked him to leave and then he just left without buying anything. But then he issued a statement saying it was an error in judgment. And he added, quote, be safe out there and everyone let's continue to mask up. But I guess he don't mean it.
Yeah, he don't.
I don't know. It's weird. It's not weird. It's just very evident now. Like, you know, around here, they'll have certain stores. Oh, God, I'm tired of talking about this stuff. But, like, they must have a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will see even that they'll be handing out the buggies to people who are not wearing the mask. And there's even free masks there. And I'm not saying one way is right than the other, any of that stuff. But then you hear about or see it yourself around here, but then you hear these other states where they will physically remove you from the building. I mean, if you knew that...
How's that going to work?
Just to not have an altercation or anything, just, okay, fine. I'll slip it up here. You don't mind it when you're going to play paintball.
I'll tell you a secret.
Going to go ride your dune buggies in the desert, you don't mind wearing it.
A lot of these people are out looking for a confrontation about it.
Oh, that's why I'm broadcasting from home today.
Yep.
Look forward to seeing you guys.
Yeah. I mean, soon. If you're looking for a confrontation in life, you're going to find one. And a lot of these people are looking for one.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people.
Real quick, did you hang on? Close the story I wanted to do.
Oh, you something another.
Yeah, it's a woman who tried to get around a pandemic rules in Canada. Mm. She was in Quebec, as they say.
Mm.
Yeah, we say Quebec. They say Quebec.
Montreal.
Oh, come on, load the damn
Nordics.
Story back. Yeah, so she was caught and she was fined because she was out after curfew in Quebec.
Who was it, Carla Ouellette?
No, she thought she found a clever thing because there are some exemptions to the rule with, you know, they have an 8 p.m. curfew. You got to be in your homes from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. unless you meet one of the exceptions. Essential workers need to travel, but also people who need to go out and do things like walk their dogs. And she's out walking her boyfriend around on a leash trying to get around the rule. And the cops didn't think it was funny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
The mouse wrote her a ticket.
They were not into, like, dominatrix BDSM stuff just to prove a point.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. The local newspaper called La Tribune reports that a woman was fined after she was stopped in Sherbrooke for walking her boyfriend on a leash. And she actually told the cops when they asked her what she was doing, she was out walking her dog.
Hmm.
That's smart.
Yep.
Yep. That's smart.
Yep. Well, apparently not, because she was fined.
Yeah.
And the fine up there can go up to $6,000.
You'd need a 50-gallon drum bag if you follow me around. That's awful to say.
Yeah.
BDS is in the building.
See, I think I think cops around here probably let you get away with that. Just they have a story to tell. She's out walking her boyfriend on a leash, man.
Can he pee with one leg up? Make him do it.
I'd fall over.
I would, too. Who? Let's see. You want to do a few birthdays?
Celebrity birthdays. God, I hate talking about masks. It's such a buzzkill.
Make them lick themselves.
Birthdays now, though.
I know, but like I'm thinking about people who were born without mouths. Do they have to still wear the mask?
If they breathe out their nose, they do.
No. Whose birthday is celebrity birthdays?
Oh, man, we just have a few to do today, but a couple of them are pretty big. We'll start with Orlando Bloom. You know him from Pirates of the Caribbean. You know him as Legolas from Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit movies. He's in all them movies.
He used to lay down with Nicole Kidman, didn't he?
He's in all six of them. You know, I don't know. Maybe.
I thought so. Soon to be Lucy.
He's had some famous relationships.
Legolas.
I will say.
He dated Scarlett Johansson or somebody at one point.
Good Lord.
He's with Katy Perry now. He used to be married to Miranda Kerr. Wow. And he was with Kate Bosworth at one point.
God.
Well, he's handsome as hell. You ever seen him? Good looking fella.
Not familiar. I will say, I was thinking of El Duque. I was thinking of Orlando Hernandez.
Oh, yeah.
I will say that Orlando Bloom is.
It's hard to say because elves live like 1,000 years and they don't age like we do.
I'll say he's like 41.
40.
44. See? Yeah. The elf age catching up.
Yeah. All right. I can tell people I'm Orlando Bloom's age.
Yeah. But this guy, our manager is a big fan of this guy. He's been to see him in concert before. Oh. I think more than once.
Wait a minute. We have a manager?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This man is 6'7", wears a cowboy hat, goes by the name of Trace Adkins. Our boss is a big fan of Honky Tonk Badonka Donk.
Yeah. Yeah, right, the first time. I will say.
Remember we told him that, Trace Adkins?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for the $1.30.
Yeah, Trace Adkins, former guest of the show, too. He's been on Bay Man Deep Voice.
You know, he's a, well, I hate the word DJ, but he's a country music talker-upper.
Yeah.
And he's got the perfect voice for it.
He does.
Hoagie Tonk. I will say that he is 51.
56?
He's 59.
God bless.
Yeah.
There's hope for me.
Yeah, you can still make it. And finally, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Selena from Veep, Elaine from Seinfeld,
Margot,
also
from Christmas Vacation,
billionaire. Well, when her dad dies.
Oh no, Todd. Yeah, her daddy's Vanderbilt.
She's very well off.
One of those things that, like, pre-internet, not that it was hidden, but like you didn't know. With a lot of these actors and actresses, are like Jonah Hill, his connection, Nicolas Cage. Who even knew he was a Coppola?
Man, that's been around since the days pop-up video.
Yeah.
Yeah, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, her family owns a French commodities trading and merchandising firm. Her father is a billionaire.
Vanderbilt, though, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Anderson. Oh, not Anderson. Anderson Cooper?
Anderson Cooper. Gloria Vanderbilt.
Gloria Vanderbilt, yeah. I heard they got wealthy.
Yeah, Julia Louis-Dreyfus people got way more money than Gloria Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I was thinking of I was thinking of Julia Louis-Dreyfus. That's what I was thinking of. I'm going to say she is 60, 71.
58.
She is 60 years old today.
God, and, I am so off.
Man, get this. This is a guy who passed away, but Robert Stack, star of Airplane.
Unsolved.
The Untouchables TV series, Unsolved Mysteries, most notably.
Obviously, he's number one. Who's your number two? Is it Keach?
There isn't a number two. There is not. It's Robert Stack, or I don't care. I'm not watching it. So I can't say there's a number. I don't have a second favorite because I won't watch Unsolved Mysteries without Robert Stack.
Let me try somebody who's not a dickhead. Fat boy, what would you say?
He's going to say Farina.
Dennis, just awful. I'd rather they let Keely Shea get up there and host.
She's off Pierce Brosnan.
You don't like Farina's accent? There was a murder that happened.
And yeah, here's, I think
we're looking for the people.
It would be better if he only did cases about people who played for the Bears.
Are you going to tell me that Robert Stack would have been like 100 years old?
He would have been 102 where he's still living.
Oh, wow.
He was old, man. He's been dead since 2003.
Which side did he fight on during the war?
Which war?
Civil?
Yeah.
Sorry, I brought that up. I'm sorry.
He'd be 102. I know we're all fans. I figured I'd mention that he'd be 102. I didn't realize he was that old a guy.
They save, never mind. Nice. I just filtered myself. Did
That's
you catch that?
Good to do.
I just filtered myself.
You're proud, right? Feels nice?
It feels great.
That's good.
Right? It's too comfortable.
It's 9:24. I'm 9. Those are your Rise Guys headlines, styled by Rocker Bell's Chic Boutique.
We're going to take a little break. Come back. More Rise Guys right after this. More than everybody.
Just like when you wake up.
Chris, why do you keep poking me in the back?
We're always ready to go to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 to Planet Rocks.
We'll go with that for now. Anonymous, good morning.
Hey guys. How you doing?
Good. It says here that you have kid problems. Tell me more.
So, I mean, first off, like, thanks for sticking with us and putting out new shows during the COVID stuff.
Hold on, I want to patch in our boss and let him hear that. Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, seriously. Making me really grateful for all the things we maybe take for granted.
That's right. Thank you. That was sweet of you to say.
Well, you know.
I just feel like people are trying to butter us up when they say something.
So I just wanted to get one of you on my side.
You want to get one of us on your side? Okay. All right.
Okay,
yeah, it's probably going to piss a bunch of people off.
Yeah.
So, all right, here goes. So
who's going to get pissed off, though? You said you want to get one of us on your side. Who's going to get pissed?
Probably Mattman.
Ah, God.
Well, you're already on his side, though.
Yeah.
Why am I not on his side?
Well, you're the one, he got you on his side already, I thought.
I don't know. All right, I'll shut up. Tell me what's going on.
All right. So, I've been married for 4 years, and we found out 2 years ago that I couldn't have I couldn't get a woman pregnant.
Okay.
And I know that because, you know, we were trying.
No, it's okay for you to say you can't have a baby. I mean, it's not like you know what I'm saying? Like, you, when people get pregnant, the man is having the baby too. Although not giving birth to it, he's having a baby.
Yeah, but he's shooting blanks.
But
in this case, it isn't that he isn't having a baby, though.
Yes, but I think
I prefer the medical term that I suffer from infertility.
Infertility.
I thought it was called shooting blanks.
I thought it was called being barren. What causes? Say it again. Infertility.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it? What causes that?
Basically, I have enlarged veins in my testicles, and that causes a blockage or
yeah,
whatever. So yeah.
Yeah, okay. Man. You got to get one of them special pillows to set on a bit.
Like spider veins.
Okay, man. So, that makes my hunky hurt.
Yeah, everybody's a little clenched right now.
Even women are. You know you are. Think about it. You already wondered, like, how y'all set with that thing? And now, this guy's got enlarged ones. Not his balls, but his veins.
Yeah, you know, the veins.
I don't know. I'm not going to ask. That's a personal question. Okay, that sucks. I'm sorry that you're dealing with that.
Yeah. And we thought about adopting, but... We're mutual friends with a urologist, and he suggested a sperm bank and artificial insemination.
The drive-through only, though, probably.
Nah, never rob those, by the way. The thing will explode when you open it. They put those dye packs in there.
I just use the ATM to make deposits.
Use ATM.
We got more.
This is why people don't take us seriously.
This is why people don't call us, right?
Well.
But the people who don't call, this is why they don't.
What's your PIN code?
No, listen. Let me ask you a question. What is the medical? Do doctors and urologists and all these, do they call them sperm banks? Or is that a slang term? Like, what is it called?
I mean, that's what he said to us.
It's a sperm bank. Okay.
Or the fertility clinic would be the sperm bank, I guess.
I don't know. It just sounds so.
I think it's just a room with like a sign on the door.
Yeah.
It says sperm in here.
Yeah, I don't think it's in a vault guarded by a sleeping elderly man.
Oh. Hey, I'm a bank guard. Oh, really? Which one? Bank of America? No, sperm. Yeah. I'm sorry. This has just all caught me off guard, and now it's making me set differently just thinking about you and your privates. So you're wanting to know, should you get artificial inseminations?
Is the bank called PP&D?
No. We did it. Like, yeah, we went, and we're having a baby. We haven't, but
yes, you are.
No, I should say we are having a baby.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great news.
If you wanted that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's 2 months in, and we're so like about a month and a half from now, at the end of February, if everything's still going well, we're going to tell everyone that we're having our first child.
Okay.
Congratulations. And it's really, really cool. Thank you. We haven't told anyone, like friends or family, how it how it happened, how he did it. And I think now that it's sort of settled in, like, I'm going to be a father, and I wasn't sure I'd ever be able to do it. I don't know. You know, maybe it's just in my head, but I have to kind of get this out. I don't want to tell anyone that it's not my kid.
But it is. Oh, no, okay. I'm sticking to formatics. Okay, you don't want to tell anybody that your wife was artificially inseminated. Why? You think people will say, oh, look,
that ain't his kid.
Is it in your own head, or you kind of alluded to that?
Well, in my head, it's her kid, and I'm going to be the father, and, you know, I'm gonna love him or her like they're mine, and I feel weird that I didn't do anything to make their life.
I'm taking all this in before I comment. Okay, so you're saying, So you don't want to tell anybody that because of how, you know, it's that thing where we don't eat at dry, especially if you're heavy set. You don't eat at a red light because you think everybody's looking at you, or you do this because you think everybody's looking at you. But if you ever stop and just look around a room, ain't nobody looking at you. They're looking at their phones.
We're making all the sperm bank jokes and you're going to say heavy set?
Look, I was about to tell him to spit it out when he was getting too talky. Have you talked to your wife? I feel like you haven't said anything to her about this because that's got to be incredibly difficult to talk about.
Yeah, I haven't told her. I don't want her to tell. Like, I don't want her to tell anyone. I don't want to tell anyone. I want to keep this, like, in vitro stuff, just the two of us.
I'll strike it up.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it would never come up, you know, casually. Like, hey, by the way, this isn't his kid.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, and I hope the ladies won't be mad at what I'm about to say, but I'm in a relationship, so I've learned some of the secrets. Does she have a best friend?
Oh, sure.
Okay, she knows. And then that girl's husband or boyfriend knows.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm not saying that to her, but it's just you have to think like that. You have to think of your best friends plus one or your sister's plus one, or whoever, because...
Oh, yeah.
It's just conversation. It's like, don't say anything to anybody, but let me tell you what Jeremy said today. You know, it's that kind of thing. And then, hey, you ever listen to the Roz guys? Let me tell you what my wife said about Jeremy. Who? Fat boy.
I thought you sounded familiar.
I think you got to get out of your head, and that's...
Stop worrying about the imaginary people judging you, too, because that seems to be the main thing here is that you're scared of the judgment of people who don't actually exist.
Yeah. Because the adoption part, you said you were kind of leaning toward adoption prior to talking to this, to the doctor. Was even part of that mindset, like, that's not really going to be my kid? Was that something that she kind of felt as well, you know, or was that just a lot of you?
I guess that was mostly me, but she seemed like she was listening, but I think once we found out about the sperm bank, she liked that more.
It doesn't sound like it's from the concern of, I don't want this to come out because I don't want the kid to hear it. It's like, I just don't want people to know that ain't my kid. Like, the hell with the kid.
This is going to be a strong question I'm about to ask you, sir. I mean, no harm or any ill intent with this. But when you found out, whatever way it was, that you were, I wrote it down, you suffered from infertility, were you like, yes? Or was it like, oh? Because to someone like 9, that would be great news.
Yeah, me too.
Wouldn't have said it.
He does not want children. Was this almost like you were kind of letting go of those so-called adult responsibilities, but then when you found out there were other options in your head, you're like, oh, my God, I'm losing that golden touch that maybe you thought you had. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're asking. I think it meant a lot to her to start a family.
There's your answer.
Yeah. Now, were these thoughts you had before she was pregnant, or these thoughts that just started brewing after it was real?
I mean, after it was real, I started, like, looking back over everything that happened and thinking, like, man, this could have all been so different if I had spoken up before.
Whoa, we're on to something deep here. You don't want to be a father. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
At the very least, you're extremely nervous and having a hell of a bad case of cold feet.
Cold feet? He's wearing ice blocks of shoes.
That's cold feet, man.
I know.
His feet be cold as hell.
He's going to get frostbite. Dude, this is some self-analyzation you need to make right now, because you started a family. That's your child.
Yeah. Y'all are in this together as a married couple, bringing a life into the world. I mean, yeah.
I mean, you're
already taking on this responsibility.
It's not like where it's not leading you to a point where you're like, oh no, I'm not even gonna say that. But it's not making you fall out of love with your wife or thinking about changing some kind of relationship status, right? This is just where you're like, I don't know. There's so much, dude. You're scared. You're nervous. You're having a kid. I mean, I got that, and it was my sperm. You know what I'm saying? Like the world is upside down right now. Everything's in disarray. And now on top of that, you're going to be a dad. I think you're just nervous, except for the point to where you somewhat alluded to the fact of she really wanted a family. She.
Mm-hmm.
No, he.
I also think a lot of dudes go through this when they're going to be dads.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean, I don't think this is uncommon. Maybe the depth of it with you is, but I mean, it's not uncommon, especially a dude in your position is going to go through this a lot of times, I imagine, unless they've been counseled thoroughly about it beforehand.
Yeah, did they not? Is that not a thing that they offer? Were they? I feel like
mental health in America. Hell no, they don't.
No. But especially with this, like some outreach program of this isn't the everyday way that people have a family. So some reminders and some things.
They're generally just about cash and checks, man.
And then here's a further question. Let's say that your wife says, okay, fine, we won't tell anybody. And no, I haven't told Brenda at work, my BFF. You would have to tell the child at some point, no? Yes. Yeah. Well, I know.
And he's not the dad?
When you get a donation from a sperm bank, you won't ever know who the real dad is, correct?
Don't you pick?
I don't think so.
I thought you picked.
I don't think you pick a lineup of dudes or anything. I don't know. I've never done it, man. I've never made a withdrawal.
What do you pick? Like, give me that one. It looks like Menace.
I think you got like a profile, right?
You get like a mugshot list of dudes and pick out the one you like the best.
Honest to God, yeah, I thought you did.
I think that's movies.
I'm about to ask A. Tammy.
I don't know. I would suggest to you that you, and see, the word is so daunting, but I would think you need to talk with a therapist. And I don't mean that you're crazy. I'm saying you need to talk about this stuff.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, who texted, who emailed, who Facebooked, who Snapchatted, tweeted, all that stuff. We had a good time. Hopefully you did as well. Tomorrow is Thursday.
Yeah, it is. You know what that means?
Yeah, I do.
It means a lot of things.
It means a lot of things. But you're referring to Facebook fussing. Yeah, we'll have that tomorrow morning. So make sure you get ready to watch that at around, watch it. Around 7:30, we'll go live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Get today's podcast, too. You can go to theriseguys.com. You go to the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341.
Easy as that, man. So many ways to listen to the Rise Guys podcast.
There's a bunch of different ways. make sure you do it. Fatboy, 5 a.m. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Be nice to each other. It is good.
Nightmarish creatures.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Perversion. A perverse. Debauch.
Bad
the Rise
baby,
Guys.
Bad.
Product of a diseased mind.
Weekday morning.
A 93.3 The Planet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.